Hey. I miss you. It's really cold tonight, which I should be used to after having lived in England so long, but you know. I've been really busy, preparing everything for the release of Homewrecker, which now is done. And I feel really relieved, but just really happy that it's here, and it's like all the hard stuff's over. But today I kind of just wanted to talk about somebody that's kind of really, really special for me. And I hope that's okay with you. At 03:59, I'm ravishing and rubble, screaming the house down as you kiss me. 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 Seven times. I photosynthesize before your very eyes, and you nod in approval, tucking me in under the beams of my bedroom sky, with quiet concern for my neighbors. Sometimes I feel like I should think about other things, you know, because there's just so much happening right now, you know. I mean, and there's been so much going on sort of for as long as I've been alive and before that, but it's like everything right now is so dangerous and crucial, and so it's like I feel guilty almost, you know, just spending so much time thinking about, you know, relationships and love and stuff that in the grand scheme of things doesn't really matter to everybody else. Because there are people whose lives are falling apart, whose entire world is falling apart. But love makes us human, right? And besides, I'm an adult and I'm capable of caring about more than one thing at a time, so and sometimes just thinking about this kind of stuff just takes the edge off for a little while. I felt very grown up playing Sonic Dash as I waited for you at the Nando's on the high road. I had worn your shirt over the skirt you loved so to see sprawled on the floor when you were finished with me. I thought I had a degree in dainty, saintly love, but I wasn't even close to graduating. My studies were a mystery. I tell the room, relax. Close my eyes and ride it out. I see it, even when blinded. You can't drink trouble, but I'll try. Sage all around the place, but evil sticks to the walls. I will open my eyes. Someday. When I'm ready for possession. It'll be too late then. it always is. Moment gone, I'll still play kiss chase with demons and beg for the fear of new love. Sometimes I'm intimidated by the idea of caring about people, you know, because it's like once you allow yourself to do that, it's too late. There's no going back. You can't just pretend like you don't care. I mean, you can pretend, but it's not going to matter because, well, you do, and eventually, you know. No matter how much you throw on top of that feeling, how much you try and bury it, it will sort of claw its way out and, you know, make you do something ridiculously stupid at some point. So sometimes it's like I desperately don't want to begin to fall into that, but, you know, sometimes it just happens, and then you're like, oh no, here we are again. Oh, it's most unfortunate. You call me a princess, but I know that I'm the queen, with a crown of quiet decorating my curls, and service to the only subject in my land and all of his secrets. I promise that I'll never tell, or at least I won't drop names. I do drop cups that you'll sweep up, but I'll be the clumsy queen of being quiet. My love for you is rain, unwelcome outburst that washes over, inconvenient but well-meaning. The thunder of your name and the lightning in your touch. I fall down at your command as you put up your umbrella and send me home. Email from him. Subject: Roman Reigns. I read on your Tumblr that you had a nightmare about Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns wearing a fleece and following you around your grandparents' house. I need you to stop having dreams about Roman Reigns. Stop having dreams about other men altogether. I could wear a fleece. I could follow you around your grandmother's house. I love you. 1756. Email from her. Subject: RE Roman Reigns. To be fair, it isn't like a dream where I liked him. I was running away. 1759. Email from him. Subject: RE Roman Reigns. Would you run away from me? Like, if I was wearing a fleece? Although, maybe I could be into that. 1800. Email from her. RE WTF Roman Reigns. Yes. So, maybe take it off and the rest of your clothes too, just in case. 1801. Email from him, RE, WTF, Roman Reigns. Behave yourself. You know what will happen if you don't. 1801, email from her, RE, WTF, Roman Reigns. You started it with your ridiculous jealousy. 1802, email from him, RE, stop. No, you started it with your ridiculous dreaming about other men. 1806, email from her, RE, you stop. It was more of a nightmare. Just admit that you were jealous and you stalked my Tumblr to find out too. 1808, email from him, RE, you stop. I just showed my mom your blog. 1809, email from her, WTF. Why would you ever even do that? I know that you've had a lot of hits to your head, but Jesus Christ. 1810, email from him. Subject, love you. I just showed her that too. She thinks you're just as funny and beautiful as I do. Stop dreaming about Roman Reigns. You set off the fire alarm, pulling me from my novel to the grass outside. I had the world on a string and rain in my shoes as I chanted your best wishes until my throat begged for mercy. I ran across town and painted the gym with the sound of your voice. And a cry of happy birthday, Jennifer. He always says that he likes me better when I'm tired because I'm a nicer person. I'm not really sure how I should feel about that. I mean, I don't think he means I'm like a genuinely mean person or anything like that. I think it's just, you know, when I'm awake, you know, doing everything, it's like I feel the need to live up to this sort of strong and independent persona, you know. I don't even know why I'm doing it. I mean, it's like I have to, or I'm not being a proper adult or a proper woman or whatever. I don't know. But when I'm tired, it's like I can't summon the energy to be that person. And so I'm just, you know, just so much more open to things, you know. It's like, yeah, you know, it's fine, I'm not gonna look at you weird for telling me that you love me, or just saying that you wanna just hold hands and watch cartoons or something. Because I'm so tired that I'm not afraid of what will happen if someone doesn't see me as strong and unstoppable. Because it doesn't matter. When I was six, Are you even listening? Okay, so when I was six, I had strange bony hips and long distressing ribs in my tights. I was just so little then. It's disturbing how much I've grown. And I'm so tall and so strange and so much more than bone. Every day now, a tiny skirt, popular twins and lights, but one thing always stayed the same, the rips in my tights. I think I want you. Shh, I know, a new rip in my tights. It's unfamiliar territory, unprecedented heights. I don't want to tell you the truth, but unfortunately I might. I love that you're familiar, like the rips and all my tights. I'll see you again soon. And I promise I'm not gonna leave it so long next time. But if you need me, until then you can find me at jenniferlan.com or at Miss J Squared on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Or you can find more of my writing and my books on Amazon throughout the whole world. And I'll see you really soon. Good night, my love.